97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue Thomas, you know how I started my day at my home this morning? Are you there? Are you there, Sue? Are you there? I don't think she's there. Dave Murray, she's standing you up. I thought Sue was going to be there because she knew that you were in the studio. What I was going to tell her is, I already told you this, that I had no Wi-Fi this morning, and then it miraculously came back on. Now, the audience, Dave, has heard the saga of Charter Spectrum at my home throughout the summer because it's gone off so much. And then I'm sitting here getting ready to talk to you, and I just get a message from Ameren that my power is out, which also means my Wi-Fi is out. So it's been an interesting day here in St.
Louis. I just checked the outages in St. Louis. There's like 1,500. Outages.
Not that much. Well, what did I hear in Georgia and Florida? Like 2 million people, right?
2 million people, yeah.
Well, welcome back to St. Louis.
How are you? I'm great, and it's great to be back in town.
We'll see if Sue's there now. Sue, are you there?
I'm here. Okay. Sorry about that. Dave Murray, I'm so sorry I'm missing you.
Sue, where are you?
Darn it.
She's at home. She had some challenges, so we used the technology this afternoon. But it's good to have Dave back. And one of the reasons you're here, I played the Killers there. That's the big headliner on Sunday night. Evolution Festival. But you're pretty besties with Steve Shankman.
Right.
And he invited you in, like last year, to kind of handle some of the meteorological chores, if I can get that out.
Yeah, I've worked with Steve for 40-plus years, doing a lot of, when they... He and Irv owned Riverport, did a lot of stuff at Riverport for him, Busch Stadium, you name it, whatever he has outside
events. I love
Shankman.
And, I was at, 2 nights ago, I was at the Factory. Have you been to the Factory yet? That's one of the new venues, and it's out in Chesterfield. Phenomenal. And you know what's interesting?
Okay.
And what I remember about the Factory when it opened, Sue, have you been there yet?
I haven't. Yeah. I've heard only good things.
It's spectacular. But what one of the things that Steve wanted to do, and this was smart, is not only make it a great venue for us, the audience, but for the bands, too. Like, cool things behind the scenes, make it comfortable for them. And every time I'm there, the bands comment, and this happened with Bare Naked Ladies and Toad the Wet Sprocket and Glenn Phillips, they said how nice and how awesome the venue was.
I'll pass that on to Steve when I see him tomorrow.
So the first story before we get to the weekend here, Dave, is Billy Joel and Sting, which got postponed, which I think caught a lot of us off guard. I knew that maybe it was in jeopardy because of all the rain, but now at this point, it looks like the rain will have moved out tonight, right?
Yeah, at least it will after 8 o'clock. I know the show was supposed to start at 7, but after 8 o'clock there should not be much in the way of steady rain left in the heart of St. Louis and off to the west and to the north, still to the south and to the east. But it really surprised me. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise because Billy plays in rain all the time.
Yeah, they cited the the staff and I guess everybody putting the stage together,
issues.
The safety issues. But and then they moved it not to tomorrow, but to Sunday. It's good that people still get to see the show. And by the way, I kind of gave the audience a little bit of a tip. They're not really publicizing that you can get a refund for that show, but I've been told that you can
refunds. Yeah, they've got to do that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But they didn't come out and say, hey, they just said your tickets are good for Sunday night.
I saw that release. But, there are folks. There are folks who came in from out of town.
Of course.
And Sunday night may not work for them.
Right.
They've got to travel back to wherever their home is.
It's a regional show. Now, Evolution Festival is the same way. So what are we looking at for the weekend? It might be a little soggy there on the grounds at Forest Park.
It is soggy. Have been down there all day long. They're managing it. Well, the good news is the field where the audience is with the secondary stage and the main stage, it's actually in pretty good shape. Yes, there's muddy areas, but the field has been draining well. Hopefully, we'll have 12 hours or so of very limited rain before the gates open at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and the drainage will continue. They're dealing with a lot of mud problems behind the main stage where the big trucks have to roll in. But they're establishing a good protocol on how to handle it.
So Shankman was on last week. We were promoting the festival, getting some excitement built up. And one of the things he's mentioned this the last couple of times, this is the great irony, that one of the reasons they switched to this weekend from August is because a little cooler, certainly, and then typically less of a chance of rain, and then there's a hurricane.
Right. Yeah, it is. The idea was cooler, maybe a little more interest rather than the end of summer and school starting and all that. But also is the chances of thunderstorms are much smaller. And we had some thunderstorm problems for a couple of hours on the Saturday of last year's festival. And it was, a week ago it looked like it was going to be near perfect. And then this hurricane formed. And normally if you get a storm in North Florida, we don't worry about it at all here in St. Louis. That thing's never going to come up at us. But what happened was a very rare event is there was a little upper air low pressure system over us. And so what that thing is doing is sucking the moisture from this hurricane, which is well inland now, but it's pulling all its moisture into this low pressure system. And those two things, they're both low pressure systems, will dance around each other for a little bit, and then they'll merge into one and drift into the Ohio Valley. Now, it's been pouring rain in the Tennessee and the Ohio Valley Appalachians. You're going to see some rainfall amounts of 30-plus inches out of this thing.
Yeah, suffice it to say, if those concerts were all taking place down in Kentucky or Tennessee, we would be canceled, right?
Nothing would be going on. It just, you know, that would be a huge safety issue.
Do you have a sense of how much rain we've gotten here today? They were saying maybe up to 2 inches, I think,
I don't. It looked like maybe 1 to 2. We had, you know, 4 inches of rain Sunday and Monday. Today, when I left to come down here, which was around 2:30, it looked like we have a rain gauge on site. It looked like about half an inch, and then we've had some pretty good rain here over the last 3 hours. So I would think close to an inch before the steady rain is done.
Sue, I had to catch myself there. I said they. I'm like, you are the they, Dave. You are they. So what would you say just about the hurricane overall? Because this was just such a big swath, and part of the reason that all this rain is coming up here, as you indicated. What do you make of this particular hurricane? I think we're still kind of waiting for information because it takes a little time for cameras and for people to assess damage.
It takes a lot of time, having covered these for years and flown into them. And stuff that, you know, you've got to wait until the storm gets away. There's power lines down all over the place. It's hard to get in. Helicopters can't get up. It typically takes a good, after landfall, a good 24 hours to get the TV crews in there. Now, you might get some cell phone video, things like that, and get news helicopters up to really, you know, fly along that coastline to see the damage. And it will be breathtaking, I guarantee you.
Yeah, well, it landed as Category 4, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And it was interesting to me that Tallahassee, like in recorded history, had never really been in the aim of a hurricane.
Right, which it was kind of hard to believe when you think about it. But a lot of times the storms that go into the Big Bend area are moving to the northeast. They're not moving north. They're swinging away from Tallahassee, and Tallahassee is inland. This also... It was a tropical storm as it went over Atlanta this morning. And the circulation was right on top of Atlanta. It was fascinating to watch on radar. So it's and that's why the power out 2 million of outages.
Did you say you have flown into the eye before? Yeah. So what was that like?
I always use the explanation of you're sitting down, I'm going to come around and shake your chair as hard as I can for 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
And
8 hours?
Like it's a trip.
Nope.
It really is a trip.
That doesn't sound like fun, though.
It's fun. It's fun as a meteorologist to be in there, but as my wife Janice will say, when you got off that plane, you were kind of a real, like an exorcist shade of green.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, brutal. I went up with a Blue Angel pilot last year, and I came with that same green look. Right.
Well, those guys are trying to make you.
Well, they were. There is a part of that. There is a challenge there, I think, for them, and I used the bag. I will say that. Yep, I was very lucky. They didn't have to clean up the cabin.
But they feel good about that. That's success for them.
It is. Dave Murray is with us, chief meteorologist here at 97.1 FM Talk, formerly here in St. Louis. He's retired. But let's talk about the festival a little bit, because Fred was telling me you were here last year, and you get some interesting behind-the-scenes vantage points of how the bands are doing stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm behind the scenes almost the whole time. I'll venture out into the field from time to time, see what's going on, see what kind of food they have and stuff like that, say hi to folks. But on the main stage, and the secondary stage is kind of similar, but the main stage has the big groups. Billy Idol and Beck coming in tomorrow, the Killers, which is huge, coming in on Sunday
night. Yeah, Tom Morello joined the lineup because they had a cancellation. Yeah.
But how they do it is, you know, the first couple of acts on the main stage don't come with a lot of stuff. They have kind of control of it. But the third group, the fourth group, and the fifth group, all their stuff is on stage stacked up behind where these guys play. So when the third group comes on, all that stuff moves out, stagehands put it all out, They come in and play. There's about 20 minutes to tear that down. Music goes to the second stage. And then the next wave of equipment rolls out to the point
it's
where...
It's a process. Where,
yeah.
Jeez.
And then that goes away. And then the third one rolls out. So there's you can do it relatively quickly. It's not like you're tearing everything down and then have to bring everything in.
Well, these music festivals have become so predominant in the spring and summer across the country.
Yep.
You know, I think we all remember when you would talk about just maybe a handful of them. And now they're everywhere. And
right.
St. Louis has been a part of a lot of that because
yep.
we had Lou Fest, and unfortunately that died, and Steve's
right.
bringing
and
back
Steve,
this.
Steve really wants to bring this idea back. And the amount of planning and the amount of safety and the amount of people that make it work would make your mind spin of how much fun. The booklet on safety issues, of every kind of safety issue you can think, is about 5 inches thick.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It's
even more challenging. Even more challenging this weekend. So tomorrow, the big headliner would be Beck. Billy Idol's there. I want to go see Billy Idol. I've never seen him before. Nile Rodgers and Chic. There's a guy named Pete Yorn that I love. I've been a fan of his for a couple of decades. Then I just have to highlight this, Sue. I don't know this band, but I think I'm going to go see Sean Thompson's Weird Ears. That's the name of the band.
There you go.
They're one of the early acts. And then on Sunday, you'll have Sunvolt, Lola Kirk. Lola Kirk is the daughter of Simon Kirk from Bad Company, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So a little rock royalty there. Todd Rundgren. I don't know Killer Mike. That's one of the acts. L. King, who's fantastic. Tom Morello was the pinch hitter for Jane's Addiction.
Right.
And then The Killers, one of my favorite bands on the planet, here on Sunday night to headline.
And,
so it's
and
a great
I
festival.
Understand this is a couple of days old, but I understand The Killers are going to play a little longer than they were going
oh,
to
that
play.
I didn't know. Yeah. So give me some news
so
there.
So when Jane's Addiction blew up,
oh, a longer set.
It was like, okay, how do we solve this problem? Because that was a good hole in the lineup.
Well, it's an interesting point you make, and maybe I can explain something a little further here. Because with music festivals, you're going to see a set that is typically shorter, especially for the headliners, than you would if they're playing,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater or something like
right.
that. Because it is a festival, and they're trying to keep things on time, and
right.
there's curfews and stuff. So that's encouraging, because I think maybe it would have been an hour, 15-minute show. Maybe it's going to be closer to 2 hours, hour 45 or something
yeah,
like
I
that.
Think we can probably, yeah. Maybe, I think we could easily get 1:45 out of them, maybe a little bit longer.
That is awesome. Do you like any of those acts? Are you a fan of any of those things?
I'm a fan of The Killers. Mainly because I have one brother, older brother, as I like to point out, and that he is a massive Killers fan. And he will travel around the country to see him.
Sure.
He's gotten to know the band a little bit, which is kind of neat. And I was hoping he would come out for this, but he just decided kind of last minute not to. He's in Virginia.
Well, I would put them in my top tier of bands.
I think a lot of people are excited about it. They have a lot of hit songs. They have songs that you may not realize it's them.
Well, and Brandon Flowers is a showman. He's
right.
Look, they're
yes.
from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He's a little, like the last tour when they were here, they played at Chaffetz Arena, and it was very Vegas and on purpose because
well, sure,
he can be flashy that
they're
way.
They're all from Vegas, and my favorite song is, it's a throwback, is Joel... The Lump of Coal. It's a Christmas song. Have you ever heard of that?
I think I have because they always do a Christmas song every year Brandon releases
yes,
one. Yes,
and Kimmel, being also from Vegas, brought the
and they
Killers
would do it on Kimmel's show.
Yeah.
Ah.
And it's a funny song. It's just a great song.
Yeah, some
the
of them
video
been,
is great.
Some have been a little campy. Some of them yeah. have been a little bit more traditional. Well, that's awesome. Sue, do you have any interest in any of those artists? You'd like
I
to see Chic.
Like- Yeah, I love, yes, I love Chic quite a bit. And actually, that's a pretty good mix. I like The Killers as well. That would be a fun show.
We're going to take Alexa Reardon on Sunday night. I think if we go tomorrow to see Billy Idol, we're going to keep her at home. But she's a music fan, so we'll see if we can expose her to The Killers. And I don't know about Tom Morello with my young daughter's ears, but he is a good guitar player, so we'll see about that.
He is a good guitar player, but I've listened to some of his stuff, and it can cross the line.
It can cross the line. Yes, it can. Well, Dave, it's great to see you in person. You don't make it back to St. Louis that often. Everything going well for you in California?
Everything is great. Everything's wonderful. We have a grandson now who's ready to push 5 at the first of the year. They live in the Midwest, but they come out frequently. And life is good.
Did I read, because well, first of all, I subscribe to every damn newspaper in America, I think, because I always meet the paywall. But I do love the LA Times, and I read the LA Times all the time. Did I see that? And I've been to, I used to go to, I think I've told you this, I used to go to Hollywood, I don't know, 6 to 8 times a year when I was doing movie junkets for Channel 4. I haven't been there in a while. But I do remember when I was there in the early summer, this June gloom thing would happen, right? And I heard, is there a little bit of a fall gloom right now going on?
There is. It depends on where you live. Obviously, if you live right along the coast, you get the marine layer almost every day, and it burns. It can burn off as quickly as 8 o'clock in the morning. Most of the time, it's 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and then late morning, the afternoon, and evening are spectacular. Tons of sunshine, a hot temperature, 75.
Perfect.
Oh, you know, man.
It is. It really is perfect. And you know, but if you go inland, if you go over the mountain range, it can be, if we're 75 in Laguna Beach, it could be 100 in the valley.
Dang.
I mean, that's
dramatic.
The big,
right.
And that's only, we're talking maybe 15 miles, you know, as the crow flies. So there's a lot of different climate out there. And there are 4 distinct seasons. There's no question there's a winter, fall, spring and summer.
By the way, on our weather front, let me just say this, just because we all fancy ourselves, you know, amateur meteorologists, but I like to look at the forecast and see what's happening.
You're one of them.
Yes, exactly. But I love the fall. I can't wait to burn more of my fire pit because I'm a pyro, Dave. But it does look like this is the weekend where things kind of shift in the other direction with temperatures, right?
Yeah. It started to shift really last weekend. It was just like a week ago, we were 95 kind of thing. It's the days are getting shorter now, and it's harder to build up tremendous heat. That's not to say we won't see another 88, 89, 90-degree day.
I've been in the deer stand in Howard County in November when it's been in the 80s, the upper 80s.
There's been Thanksgivings here that have been close to 90. You know, you think of Thanksgiving, you're in your sweater and family around, and you're all just, oh, man, it's so hot. Put the AC on.
It can happen for sure. Dave, great to see you.
Good to see
Sue,
you.
I'm sorry you didn't get to see him in person here in the studio.
So am I.
Sue,
shame
on
you. Dave.
Come see us again. Don't wait till next Evolution Festival. We'll keep our fingers crossed for everything to go well this weekend. Thank you, Dave Murray. 5:23, we got Kilmeade coming up. Ooh, that didn't work out. There we go. Not only a great killer song, but a blistering Lindsey Buckingham guitar solo on this one. We're coming back with more in a moment.
Get more at 971talk.com.